WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Silver Streaks boys basketball. Here's Mike Perry and Jim Lee with the pregame show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
And welcome back one more time to Dunlap. Here for the finale of the Dunlap Thanksgiving Tournament, at least Galesburg's final game of the tournament, and final game for good, so to speak. Galesburg hosting its own tournament next season. And it's been a tale of two teams so far. A very aggressive and dominating Galesburg team in the opener against Dunlap, winning that one 71-60. And then in the last game against Morton, ran into a team that played a 1-2-2 zone defense. And not so aggressive in that game offensively. 1 point in the first quarter, an 8-6 lead, and bang. Morton went on a run and really never relinquished any control whatsoever. Galesburg never really within much striking distance the rest of the game. And Morton coming in having beaten Glenwood 51-41 in the opener, took out Galesburg 63-47. And they led in the game 20-11 after one quarter, 36-19 at the half. And after three quarters, it was 49-31. Blew that margin well past 20. And then accounted for the final margin, and Galesburg really struggled in the game. Struggled handling the basketball, struggled shooting the basketball, and honestly struggled keeping composure in that game. We have seen, thinking about this between the break, four technical fouls on the Silver Streaks. I don't know that we saw four technical fouls all of last season. I don't know if it's a special thing that the referees are doing to keep the games. Maybe it's an emphasis that they've put on officiating in general. Both games that we've seen have been extremely close called. We've seen a lot of fouls in both those games. Here is an evidence of that both ways. Galesburg, through two games, has shot 66 free throws, 33 free throws a game. Percentage not real strong, 38 out of 66, although much better in the second game. Overall, 38 of 66 for 57.5%. So through the two games, offensively averaging 59 a game. Obviously, these numbers will bounce all over the place until you get about 15 games under your belt. And defensively, giving up 61.5. Taking on a Glenwood team that, again, lost to Morton 51-41. Then came back real strong and beat Dunlap 50-31. They're going to play man-to-man, and they're going to play good, solid defense and fundamental basketball. They're not going to put a ton of points on the board. It's a team Galesburg's seen the last three seasons. Held Galesburg in check last season, lost by 20, 51-31. Galesburg opened this tournament 2 years ago against the Titans and beat them. And then in the first year Galesburg came to this tournament, Glenwood got the better of Galesburg. So it's been kind of a seesaw battle. And if you're not familiar with Glenwood, they're a member of the Central State 8 Conference. They play with the likes of Springfield High School, Springfield Lanphier, Southeast High School, Sacred Heart Griffin of Springfield, Jacksonville, Lincoln, Taylorville in that mix. And they won that conference last season and had an outstanding year. They lost a lot of players to graduation, some guys that really hurt Galesburg in last season game, but similar type style under Coach Todd Blakeman. They're going to play a straight-up man-to-man defense. They're going to move the ball well on offense, and it's a solid basketball team, and it's going to be a good foe. A little bit of a different style for the Streaks. Dunlap, not afraid to get up and down the floor a little bit. Morton, they were going to play their style of basketball. They took the break when it was there, played the 1-2-2, and Glenwood, not quite the size. They do have a couple of 6'5 kids. Both are juniors. Not sure how much they're going to play. I didn't see them play a whole lot in the previous games beforehand, but Galesburg, taking on a Glenwood team that in the past has not been a real big team, but certainly one that's not one to take lightly by any stretch of the imagination. So Glenwood 1-1, Galesburg 1-1, Morton 2-0, Dunlap 0-2. Morton and Dunlap will play in the finale. It'll count as a conference game, and that way both teams can add another non-conference game onto their schedule. So far, scoring first two games of the season, Bailey Ricketts leading the way, four of his Silver Streaks at 13 points a game. Dalton Davis just rolling down the list at 9.5 a game. 8.5 a game for Victor Davis. Caleb Weaver, 6 a game. Tanner Libby, 8.5 a game. Joe Mangieri, 4.5. Pierce Ferguson, 6.5. You look at the free throw numbers, and the guy who shot the most, two guards. Bailey Ricketts, 12 of 16, and Dalton Davis, 8 of 14. Next up, a couple of inside players. Victor Davis, 7 of 10, and then Caleb Weaver, although first game struggled at the line, much better in the second game, overall 4 of 10. And Tanner Libby, 4 of 5 on the season from the free throw line. Some of the standout numbers in terms of free throw shooting streaks through two games have 8 three-point makes. In the last game, they actually made more than Morton from three-point range. They made 5 to Morton's 4, and the opener, Dunlap connected on 8, while Galesburg knocked down 3. Talked about Todd Blakeman, Jim Lee. He talks it over with the Glenwood head coach. We'll hear from both of those gentlemen when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Todd Blakeman, head coach of Chatham Glenwood, joins us now as we get set for a Silver Streaks game tonight. And, Coach, both teams come in at 1-1, both teams with losses to Morton. And I know everybody wants to go out of here with a win heading into the regular season.
Oh, sure. Nobody wants to go home 1-2. But, you know, I'm talking about Morton a little bit. They're long. They've got a good team. And I watched Galesburg play, and we struggled against it last night. So, against them, you got to shoot the ball. But, you know, talking about tonight, it's – you know, you just got to go out and get a lot of things to fix. We got some new faces and really a senior dominated team, and we had to fix some things from last night, and I thought we played pretty well this morning, but who knows? It's two games in a day, and I'm sure the fatigue will set in.
Well, and you guys always play real good defense. I think you held us to 30-some points when we met you here last year. And so when you've got a young team or a team with some inexperience, that's probably the best place to start. If you can hold the other guys down, you don't have to do as much offensively.
Well, we stress every night you have to play defense. That's our backbone. That's our staple, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, we didn't play very well last night, and I was very disappointed, and I didn't think we played with any energy and any passion. We challenged them this morning, and they came out, and they played hard, and I was proud of them. But again, new game. We'll see what happens.
You got to be pretty proud of what your team accomplished last year over the course of the season.
Yeah, we lost a lot. I mean, we got some guys that again, have experience from last year, but, you know, they were the core. We lost the core of our team, and a little bit of toughness and some muscle, and we're challenging kids to step up, and we're not the same team. We're different, but it's still, you still have to do those little things that it takes to get the W's on the board, and we're learning. And, again, I like these tournaments to see, you know, what the kids are made of and try to find rotations and you know, who can play and who can't.
What is the, if you got one strength coming out of practices in these first couple of games that you feel is your probably your best part of your team right now?
I'm not sure I can put my thumb on any of it. We sit there last night and picked a few things out, but I think our senior leadership, they're just, and again, we need to get some toughness, and I think our defense and our system, we do the things, we don't change much, we do what we do, and it's up to the kids, and they know what's expected, and if we do those things and stay within our system and play the way we play, we usually get good results. When we get out of playing, we get out of playing the way that we're not supposed to be playing, it you can tell, and it hurts. It hurts in the end.
Galesburg's first game there playing against pretty much a man-to-man against Dunlap and able to penetrate and get some things done. Today, Morton, that zone, we never did figure it out. Do you come out in a zone to start?
No, we'll come out man-to-man. We'll guard you one-on-one and just try to keep the ball out of the paint and contest shots and rebound.
You got pretty much all season, you pretty much go man-to-man unless it's an unusual circumstance?
Well, I've been here this is my fourth year, and we haven't played one ounce of zone. So the assistants kick around that a little bit and want me to do this and that. I think man-to-man, the way we play it, we guard the paint and we keep you in front. And you got to shoot the ball well, and we'll contest and take your shooters away. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. All right, starting five tonight, Coach?
Willie Brooks and 6'5 junior and senior Mitch Falter in the post. And then we'll start with Jared Turner as junior on the wing. And we have Cody Traina and Zach Zimmerman as the other two guards.
All right, as always, thanks a lot, Coach, and have a good season.
All right, thank you very much.
Back from the Chatham Glenwood, our guest here on the Silver Streaks pregame on WGIL.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
Streaks coach Mike Reynolds joins us now as we get set for the second game on this Saturday. And, Coach, as I was talking with Todd Blackman of Chatham Glenwood, both of you guys really want to leave here with a win and a good taste in your mouth.
Yeah, you know, I think they were frustrated last night, and we're frustrated today, and we kind of ran into that Morton zone, and it frustrated both of us. I think, I've been around long enough in the state of Illinois to know Chatham Glenwood, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to be disciplined, and we're definitely going to have to bring a lot better game than we brought this afternoon, or that's going to be the same result.
Yeah. They like to go with the man-to-man and will likely stay with that, and that'd be a little refreshing. Maybe it'll open up some avenues for your guards if they can get out and go.
Well, they play man-to-man, but they sag it in, and it's got a lot of zone principles in it. We just got to execute properly, and in the end of the day, you got to knock some shots down, and, you got the more shots you can get, and the less turnovers you can get, the better chance you got of making some. So we're hoping to get a little better possessions in this game.
Yeah. And again, size-wise down here on the court as they're warming up, they compare real favorably to us down low, it looks like.
Yeah, they've got big people and strong kids, and we just gotta be ready to play. We're gonna shake our lineup up a little bit and see if we can give us a little bit of spark and get some different guys in and out of the bench and see if that works for us this afternoon.
What was your approach for the couple hours we had between games?
Well, I think, this isn't the – we knew it was going to be a long process. This isn't the process. One process, it would – everybody would have tried to jump and get the job. So it's going to be a long process, and that's why we came here. We think that, we keep building. The end result is big, and we want to keep making positive steps forward. And sometimes to make positive steps forward, you got to take a couple steps back. And we took some steps back. Hopefully we've corrected some – mental aspects of our game, and hopefully we'll come out and play better this afternoon.
Do you think that makes kids more coachable when they get humbled a little bit?
Well, a little. We've actually been pretty coachable. We've came a long ways and since April when I was hired, but we still got a long ways to go. Old habits are hard to break. And we're breaking them forcefully, and we're breaking some pretty nicely. So we just got to keep moving in the right direction.
How about that starting five tonight?
We're going to start Dalton Davis at the point. We think he's done a nice job in the first two games. Joe Mangieri gave us a nice spark, and we're going to give him a shot in the lineup. We're going to start our 6'5 shooter, the sophomore, Chad Thompson, and we're going to still go with Victor and Caleb inside. So we think they've done a nice job. So we think these five will give us a nice spark. And like we said in the locker room, all the spots are open here. It's not nobody's written in stone. Nobody's came out and dominated two games in a row. We've had guys play well in both games, and we got to keep getting better.
All right, go get them, Coach. Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
All right, Silver Streaks pregame coverage continues. That's Mike Reynolds, and we'll be back to bring you the play-by-play in just a few minutes from Dunlap High School on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Results speak for themselves. The legal team of Goldfine & Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, get the best representation available. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfine & Bowles. Goldfine & Bowles, experience that wins.
Back at Dunlap, we've heard from Todd Blakeman and Coach Mike Reynolds. Both have seen the good and the bad in the Dunlap tournament, kind of the interesting things that happened in a tournament. Morton, the only one who has so far seen both the good. And you never know. We've seen it two straight years where someone falls when they weren't supposed to lose. And we'll see if that happens tonight with Dunlap and Morton. Guarantee you Dunlap's going to be a better team, certainly, than they played against Glenwood earlier today. The pregame coaches interview portion of the pregame brought to you by Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And Coach Mike Reynolds, you heard him say they're going to shake up the lineup a little bit. A little more size in there when they go with the 6'5 sophomore. And that is Chan Thompson. Had a three in the last game. He's going to play the wing position. Joe Mangieri will start at guard. He is making his first start of the season. Dalton Davis, his third straight start at the point guard spot, averaging 9.5 a game. And then, of course, the two that have started the first two games, Victor Davis and Caleb Weaver. So trying to get a spark, making it perfectly clear that there are no solidified in stone positions, and they'll go to the bench. Case in point, Bailey Ricketts averaging 13 points a game through two games, leading this team in scoring. Going to come off the bench, but he made a mention of the mental aspect, and I think that goes back to talking earlier in the pregame about the technical fouls that Galesburg's seen, the close calls, the 66 free throws that Galesburg has shot through the first two games, and the opponents, 22 free throws by Dunlap, 36 by Morton, so there's 48 free throws. We've seen 114 free throws in the first two games combined between the two teams. That's a lot of fouls.
That really is. We've seen a lot of missed free throws out of those bunches, too, unfortunately, for the Silver Streaks, although we did do a little better this morning than we did last night. But, we're hoping to maybe get the technical foul count down a little bit. We've had four in two games. And I asked Coach Reynolds, I said, you know, because we knew Al Dennison had actually picked up the assistant coach that technical on the bench. I said, what'd he say? And I can't remember what he told me. I think he said it was just something like, what was that?
Right.
It wasn't anything.
Yeah, none of this has been screaming, yelling, blatant cussing, things like that. You're right.
So we were talking during lunch. A lot of us basketball junkies were trying to decide whether we're seeing a concerted effort here early in the season by the officials to really rein in things on the court, or whether we just got a couple of officiating crews that were particularly sensitive. So maybe we'll find out here today, because this bunch, I don't know that I've seen this three.
No, they don't look familiar.
Yeah, so we've got a whole fresh set of officials from what we've seen in any of the games of the tournament so far, and judging from what we've seen, that's a good thing.
Well, we'll see what happens about a minute away from the official announcement of the starting lineups, the first of two tonight, Galesburg's final game in the Dunlap tournament. It's Glenwood followed by Morton and Dunlap. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's the end of fall. Get ready for winter. Pre-owned blowout sale at Yem and Galesburg. Going on now, and you can't afford to miss it. Yem's pre-owned cars, vans, trucks, and SUVs are marked down with fantastic savings. Whether you've been thinking about a newer model or you're worried what you drive right now won't make it through the winter, you need to see the folks at Yem. Get an 06 Toyota Corolla for under $12,000 with savings of $2,083. Get an 07 Pontiac Grand Prix for under $13,900 with savings of $2,155. Or get an 06 Chevy Impala for under $7,000 with savings of $2,568. And buying pre-owned from Yem means exceptional warranties, including Chrysler Certified and GM Certified's extended warranty with factory bumper-to-bumper coverage for an additional year. Yem has over 200 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all with exceptional savings. But hurry, Yem's 3-day end of fall get ready for winter pre-owned blowout sale ends at the close of business December 1st. Don't miss it.
the official WGIL forecast, there is a winter weather advisory from midnight tonight until 6 a.m. on Monday. Rain and snow tonight, then snow after midnight. Snow accumulation around 1 inch and a low of 32. Tomorrow, snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, a high of 36. Tomorrow night, snow likely accumulation around 1 inch, blustery, and a low of 26 degrees. Right now, it's 38 at WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Gold Fine and Bowls. Experience that wins in Galesburg and Peoria. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
All right, about to get this thing started. Dunlap Thanksgiving Tournament. Glenwood, the home team on the board. They're dressed in the white tops and the red trim. Galesburg in the visiting black tops with white trim. Add one guard, sophomore Dalton Davis, averaging 9.5 points per game through two games. Chad Thompson getting the starts. Mentioned him, a 6'5" sophomore, a three in the last game. A third guard, Joe Mangieri, 4.5 points a game through the first two games of the season, a 6'1" senior. Victor Davis at 8.5 a game and nearly a double-digit rebounding total. 6'4 junior starting in the post, and Caleb Weaver coming off an 11-point game, averaging 6 through two games, a 6'3" senior. Mike Reynolds, the coach, 1-1 record. Al Dennison, assistant coach. Matt Pogue also, and a list of other coaches for the Silver Streaks, a brand new coaching staff. For the Glenwood Titans of the Central State 8 Conference, under head coach Todd Blakeman in his fourth season, their lineup, two guards, Cody Traina, a guy we mentioned, talked a lot about last year on that very successful team. He's a 5'10" senior. He'll run the show. Zach Zimmerman, a 6'1" senior, will play another guard position. On the wing, 6'1" junior, Jared Turner. Two forwards, Mitch Falter, a guy they've liked since he was about a freshman in the program. We'll see how he plays tonight, a 6'5" senior. And another 6'5 player, a junior, Willie Brooks, at the other forward position. So Glenwood, with some size, not probably as much as Dunlap. They had a couple more guys a little taller, and certainly Morton with the 6'7 presence, although he didn't play much in the game due to foul trouble. So Weibel talking about him, but Victor Davis going to jump center, presumably going to go against Mitch Falter. He walks to half court. Mitch Falter, a long guy.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with Coach Todd Blakeman of Chatham Glenwood, and he was telling me that he got into the guys pretty good after that loss last night. He said he really challenged them, and just after one game, but they lost some senior leaders from last year.
Oh, absolutely.
Year,
so. Krager was a guy I remember just absolutely killed us.
So I'm sure he, like Coach Reynolds, wants to have some patience, but on the other hand, I think they like to make a statement early and not let the guys get comfortable with not playing up to their capabilities.
Glenwood controls the tip. Traina with it. Guarded out front by Dalton Davis. He dribbles over to the right wing. Looks for a man cutting inside. Dumps it down to Willie Brooks. Jumper from 15 on the baseline over Victor Davis is good. And Chatham Glenwood draws first blood. Willie Brooks the basket. And they will fall back in the man-to-man defense. Up top with it, Victor Davis. Passes over on the left wing to Dalton Davis. Up top, Chad Thompson puts it on the floor, gives it back to Dalton Davis. Galesburg's first possession of the game just underway here in the Streak's third game of the season. Looking inside for Davis, nothing there for Thompson. They'll go left side now. Dalton Davis drives down to the baseline. He's cut off by Traina. Up top, the pass goes to Joe Mangieri. He calls over a guard. Now he's going to reset the offense himself. A 1-4 high look for the Streak. Passes over left wing. Dalton Davis with it against Traina. Up top, Victor Davis. Not much attacking going on. A lot of cutting inside, though. Up top, Thompson. He's going to shoot a long three. The lefty hit it.
Well, that the change in the starting lineup has paid off already.
Chad Thompson, a three, gives Galesburg a 3-2 lead, his second three of the young season. Traina now brings it up across against Dalton Davis. He'll work on the left side, looking inside. Nothing there. Thompson trying to get those long arms out on his steal, overplaying one of the guards, dribbling down and traveling with the basketball, Jared Turner. He tried to go from wing to baseline, and nothing there.
Good battle down low. We'll see some fouls called pretty soon with Mitch Falter. He's really leaning into Caleb Weaver, and then Weaver's got him on the other end. So don't be surprised to see some whistles away from the ball before too long.
It is Dalton Davis with the basketball right wing. He fakes Traina, drives to the basket, shot up, no, and draws the foul. And Dalton Davis going to the free throw line, where so far he's made 8 of 14 on the season.
Looks like Turner came over to try and help out, but he didn't get his position in time, and Davis will get free throws.
So far, nice patience displayed by Galesburg on the offensive end. And Dalton Davis connects on the first free throw. 4-2 streaks, 6:23 in the first quarter. Back in action Friday, get a nice breather from this, and then two road games. Rock Island up next. Next free throw also good. Dalton Davis connects on two, and the streaks have scored five in a row. 5-2 the lead over Glenwood. Dalton Davis forcing Traina to work across half court. Half court man-to-man by the Silver Streaks. Out on the right wing, Zach Zimmerman dribbles up to the top of the key. Hand off, almost errant from he to Jared Turner. Oh, Chad Thompson falls down. Turner says, all right, I'll take a wide open three. Buried it. Thompson just simply fell down. Turner made him pay. We're tied at five.
Silver Streaks in their black uniforms. That's not what they had on a half hour ago.
Mm-mm.
They came out in the whites. Both teams had whites. And so the Silver Streaks made the adjustment and went back and put on the blacks, which they won in last night.
And Jerry misses a three from the right wing. Off the pass from the post. And the rebound taken out by Falter. And then an errant pass the other way, and Galesburg steals the basketball. So Glenwood, a rare hurry there on offense. High post pass to Weaver. Kicks it out right side. Davis steps right into a three-point shot. Missed that one short. Ball tipped around. Falter grabs it. Good look there from three off the post pass. But nothing doing. 5-5 our score. 5:15 to go first quarter. Glenwood the basketball. High post pass. Brooks out to Train on the left wing. Guarded closely by Dalton Davis in the post. Nice matchup. Boy, a tough shot put down by Falter with the left hand spinning on the left block, that is, against Weaver. Falter's first basket. Glenwood regains a 7-5 lead. Davis up top. Right wing man, Jerry, looking inside for Davis. Didn't do much with it. Just swung it across. Now Dalton Davis drives baseline left side, forces one up, got it to go down. Nice strength by Dalton Davis. He's got four, 7-7.
And he's gone in from both sides. You know, some players get locked into only being comfortable going on one side of the basket or the other, but Davis has scored from both ends.
You're right. Traina with the basketball up top, goes right wing to Falter down, but dangerous pass to Brooks on the baseline. He gets away with a walk. Pass taken off the floor by Turner, and then a shot up top left side. Up and down, no good by Zimmerman. Ball saved from the out-of-bounds by Chad Thompson. Breaks off to Caleb Weaver. Way to run the floor. Caleb Weaver, pass from Thompson. And Weaver gets his first basket of the game. And the Streaks regain a 9-7 lead. Nice controlled break there. So Traina takes it top of the key. A pretty sparse crowd, at least on the opposite side. It'll fill up as the game moves along, and an offensive foul underneath. It looked like Falter down there pushing.
That's the guy.
Actually, they got Brooks.
Really?
I thought Falter did some pushing. They didn't see him, but they got Brooks instead. Glenwood's two fouls already. They bring two guys off the bench. Noah Adams, a 6'2" senior, and Michael Green, a 6'2" sophomore, coming in.
And that's four turnovers on Chatham Glenwood.
Yeah.
Which is good because they're still yet to miss from the field. They're three out of three, but with those four turnovers, the Streaks have taken advantage with that two-point lead.
And 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Streaks look to build on the two-point lead. Up top, Dalton Davis swings it over to Chad Thompson, right wing. He's guarded out there by Zach Zimmerman, and a kick of the basketball as Thompson tried to get the pass off. Streaks will inbound in front of the Glenwood bench.
Streaks sophomore team we saw over at Buffalo Wild Wings when we had lunch there watching the sports. And the varsity, though, Coach Reynolds said they just went over to, he rented a room at a hotel, a banquet room. They brought in Hungry Hobo.
There you go.
So they didn't load up on greasy stuff.
No. Davis, long three up top. This one short and chased down off the floor by Zach Zimmerman. And quickly they get back the other way. Traina, no-look pass down low. Good cover-up. Adams, though, turns around. Davis had him stop for a minute, but Adams did a nice job to stop, turn, and shoot, and he makes the shot. 9-9, the tie, third tie of the game. 3:08 to go, first quarter. Manjuri with it now between the circles. It is Dalton Davis with the basketball. Both teams full man-to-man defense. Thompson frees for a three left side. This one hits the front of the rim, almost goes down. Instead, it goes as a rebound in the hands of Falter. 2:50 and counting. 9-9 the time.
No, we're missing. We're not missing by much. Davis and Thompson both with a couple of three-pointers that just wouldn't go there. And earlier today we had four or five air balls. We were missing by
ways. Falter lobs it inside for Adams, and just too far of a lob. Didn't need any help side defense there because the out-of-bounds line was the help. He just simply threw it out of bounds. Five turnovers on Glenwood. Bailey Ricketts comes into the game. Joe Manjuri is out. Chad Thompson goes out of the game, and Pierce Ferguson in. So both teams go to the bench early. 2:34 to play first quarter. 9-9. Streaks Boys basketball brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Is Dalton Davis with it now to Pierce Ferguson, who dribbles up top of the key, now over to the right side. Guarded out by Michael Green. Now to Ricketts, kind of a little weave up top. Ricketts now top of the key, trying to use a high screen from Brian Garnett, who's in the game. Puts it on the floor, bank shot, didn't hit anything. Victor Davis put back is good. Victor Davis, first bucket of the game. He can just simply impose his will. We're waiting on a breakout game from him. He's been pretty quiet in the early going, averaging 8.5 a game.
I really thought Ricketts might dump it off to him anyway once he made that move. He didn't, but the wild shot that he took ends up right in the hands of Victor. So no assist, but same result. It's still a basket for Davis.
Good pressure by Ricketts on the ball. Then Noah Adams did the right thing. Overplayed. Noah Adams cut to the basket. They hit him with a beautiful pass, and he lays it in. We're tied now at 11. 1:37 to go, first quarter. Going to get another play off the bench for Glenwood. Ferguson with it on the left wing out to Dalton Davis. They use a high screen from Garnett. Davis gives to Ricketts. He replaces top of the key. Now he plays weave with Ferguson. Ferguson fakes, puts it on the floor. Running one-hander through the lane. All over the rim and down it goes. Good penetration. Pierce Ferguson the bucket. 13-11 streaks.
This team looks more like the team that we saw last night.
Yeah, much more composed.
But again, I think again we're playing against a man-to-man defense instead of that suffocating zone.
So Glenwood back the other way. Traina with it. Now he's going to break Dalton Davis down. Nice feed inside. Falter the basket. Good. And a foul. He and Davis are going to do some battling down there. Both very strong. They say basket good. And the foul on Garnett. Garnett coming over to help. Fouled Falter. So a seesaw game. We're tied 13.
Well, and as has been the case with Brian, first two games and here again. First trip down that he's put into the ball game, commits a foul. In fact, today he had fouls on two straight trips and didn't get to play much in that game this afternoon. He was in foul trouble the whole time.
Falter, a left-hander, shoots the free throw. No good off the back of the iron. And Galesburg's Garnett comes up with the rebound.
First defensive rebound of the whole first quarter.
Is that right?
That's because they've not
hit
a shot yet.
You're right.
They've hit every shot from the field, 6 out of 6.
Now Brandon Thompson in the game, 4 of his silver streaks. Up top, Ferguson puts it on the floor. Oh, should have taken that to the basket. Gave it to Davis. Davis wasn't ready. They dive to the floor, and it's going to be Galesburg keeping the basketball. Fortunate there. Davis not quite ready for that pass. Thought that he was going to drive to the basket. Glad to see Falter come out of the game. 4 points, 3 rebounds for him already. He's been tough. Ferguson's going to throw it in underneath the streaks basket. 38 seconds in the first quarter. Down low, Ferguson. No, Ricketts tried to hit him underneath, but Ferguson still had not come in from out of bounds. So it goes, I think that's the first turnover on Galesburg.
It is.
So an even game so far, 13 all, 35 seconds to go. Ferguson going to pick up Traina full court. Man-to-man, moving his feet nicely. Traina gets it across half court. Hands it off to his guard mate, Michael Green. Now they go way up top to the 6'5", Willie Brooks. He hands to Noah Adams, 4 points off the bench for him. Guarded by Garnett. Now to Green, 16 seconds to shoot. Green top of the key, hands to Traina. He'll call the play. 12 to go now. Guarded by Ferguson. He'll run the offense on the right side. High screen from Adams. They jump out at him. Crossover dribble. Traina, 5 seconds to shoot. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Oh. Adams cuts to the basket again. Garnett loses him, and Adams, 6 points in the first half. They get a bucket. to close the quarter with a two-point lead. After one, Glenwood 15, Galesburg 13. Back with the second quarter after this. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
You know, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho.
Hi, this is Terry Cavanaugh.
And Jim Lee from the WGIL Morning News.
We have Christmas all wrapped up in beautiful gift baskets this holiday season.
You can register to win one of these gift baskets by signing up at participating sponsors.
You'll find a sponsor list and details at WGIL.com.
You must sign up at a participating store to win their basket, like Cooks & Company on South Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10. They're on WGIL.
Second quarter begins with Glenwood possessing the basketball and a 15-13 lead over Galesburg. Pretty clean played first quarter. Galesburg giving up some backdoor baskets, and that's where Glenwood's made its living so far.
Well, for the first time in three games, we haven't put the other team in the bonus halfway through that first quarter.
Here's a steal up top. Green lost the ball. Ricketts back the other way. Layup, and good.
That's where he's at his best.
Bailey Ricketts, first basket of the ball game for him. We're tied again. One, two, three, four. Fifth tie. Make it the sixth tie of the basketball game. Really putting some pressure on the Glenwood guards up top. Noah Adams, no look pass, tried to jump pass, caught the pass to the free throw line, looked for Brooks down low. Brooks wasn't home, and he threw it away, so Glenwood really bitten by the turnover bug early. You don't see that much from them.
Thank goodness they are. They've got six turnovers. Otherwise, they're 7 of 7 from the field.
Ferguson brings it up against Green, goes left wing to Brandon Thompson. Up top, Caleb Weaver, bounce pass, not a good pass, telegraphed it. Luckily for him, he threw it off the foot. A falter, and out of bounds it goes. Streaks will get it back. Davis to trigger in front of the Glenwood bench.
Streaks are 6 out of 11 from the field so far, so pretty good shooting for Galesburg, enough to keep a minute with those turnovers by Glenwood.
Both teams with a 3, Streaks 2 of 2 from the line, Glenwood 0 of 1. Weaver down to Davis. Davis puts it on the floor, and he's surrounded by people, gets it out of there. Now Weaver hands it off to Ferguson. Ferguson spins at the free throw line. Back to Weaver. Tries to move on the baseline, spinning. Up top, Ferguson thought about a 3. Back to Weaver. Inside, jump stop. He got away with the travel, or did he? Nope, he traveled. Boy, the pressure inside, once they get it down there, Glentonwood is to double team and put the pressure in the post.
Yeah, and none of our post players, for as hard as they work, are very good dribblers. They put it on the floor, and it's real sketchy. Caleb really works hard, but he's not got good footwork, and neither does Victor yet at this point.
Not yet. Glenwood with the basketball. Silas McNeese is 6'3" senior in the game for the Titans. Up top, Traina with it. He's really the heart and soul of the team. Runs the show. He's not going to score a lot of points, but he handles the basketball and directs the offense. Brooks gets around Davis and lays it in easily. Willie Brooks to the first half. Glenwood a 17-15 lead. Back and forth we go.
Still waiting for the first Glenwood miss. Most of their shots have been in close.
That's it. That's what I was just going to say. They're all inside. Weaver up top. Bounce pass into Davis. Again, put it on the floor. Didn't even look at the basket. Just put it on the floor and was about to spin, and they're going to lose the basketball. Nope, they keep it this time. That's right. Glenwood got the ball to start the quarter. Galesburg gets it back. Libby going to check in for the first time. Dalton Davis back into the ballgame. 4 of his streaks. Davis coming out. Really need to work on his post moves inside.
Yep. And honestly, Tanner Libby trying to get a little redemption. He had a bad day today. He had a couple of bad turnovers, got discouraged, picked up a technical, got in the coach's doghouse, and didn't play the whole second half and didn't start here.
You're right. Thompson up top to Dalton Davis. Streaks 6 minutes to go, first half, trailing 17-15. Chad Thompson with it now on the right wing. They'll swing it left wing to Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis up top. Here's Ferguson. Looks at a 3, shoots it in, and out it goes. Off the floor, the rebound to Falter. Not a bad shot. Just spun out on him. Traina, good ball handler, works it over to the right side against Ferguson. Tried to go between the legs, almost lost it. Now behind the back. Keeps it away from Ferguson. Up top he goes. Zimmerman with the basketball. Now to Brooks, 6'5 player way up top. And he's got some problems and does get rid of the basketball to Zimmerman deep on the left wing in front of Coach Mike Reynolds. Now he'll walk it up to the top of the key. Glenwood taking a lot of time on its possessions, hence the 40 and 50-point scores you see when you play him. Lob inside Falter. Libby there to help. Blocked shot, but a foul called. Either Weaver from behind or Libby with the help.
I think probably Libby, but we'll wait and see.
It is Libby.
A good help, though, by Libby.
It was. He had no choice.
Yeah, that's going to be a layup, and he came over and made sure that the shot didn't get off and at least make him pick up a couple of free throws. If I'm looking, this first time they've towed the line, isn't it?
Falter missed one earlier
on
a three-point opportunity.
That's right.
He makes good on this one. He's got five in the game, and they lead 18-15. Streaks had a three-point lead at 5-2. This is Glenwood's biggest lead. Falter's second one by the big left-hander is good, 19-15. They have been blazing from the field, but taking excellent shots. 5:05 to go, first half, 19-15 Glenwood. Dalton Davis with the basketball between the rings, four of his silver streaks. Now works it over to the right wing. And Ferguson puts it on the floor, takes it to the hole, cannot get the layup to go down, couldn't finish. Falter rips out his fifth rebound for the Titans. They got a chance to go up a half dozen or more. Zimmerman fakes the three, steps back, lets it fly, missed it long. Falter flying, playing the rebound. Cross underneath the basket. Now Brooks with it. He puts it on the floor. Got away with a walk. Left-hand scoop shot, no good. And Weaver with the rebound, four of his streaks.
So often happens, you miss one, then you miss two.
Yeah. Got a break on that. They finally missed a couple of shots from the field, and neither were from, well, one was from deep. Chad Thompson up top. A lot of weaving out of the guards. They'll hand Ferguson now, top of the key. Now he'll weave to Dalton Davis. He'll go in to the lane, back it out. Right wing Thompson. He's going to fire a deep three. Got it! Chad Thompson, second three of the first half. And just like that, streaks within one.
Yeah, he doesn't hesitate either on that.
And he's got a quick release.
You know, I think that's why he's out there. I think, you know, he's probably not as strong as the other big guys. Certainly is not. His job is to be a shooter, and when he gets a look, he's got to let it fly.
Speaking of letting it fly, Traina missed badly from about 25 feet on the right side. Odd shot for him. Ferguson, the rebounder. Ferguson now the other way, four of his silver streaks. Mike Reynolds said, we're starting our shooter, the 6'5 sophomore. That was how he described him, and he's shown he can shoot the basketball. Dalton Davis' errant decision to go down the lane one-on-two. Lost the basketball. Their big guy, Falter, took it away from him. Third turnover on the streaks.
Yeah. Glenwood showed they've got quick hands. Anytime we put the ball on the in the lane, it's disappeared.
Todd Blakeman calls out the play for the Titans, getting around Davis. Is Traina, gets it out to the left wing, no harm there, but driving down the lane, tough shot, scooping, no good by Turner, ball tipped out to Ferguson, here's an opportunity, bounce pass Libby, layup good! Nice play by Ferguson, quick transition, basket Libby, his first of the game, just like that, Galesburg back on top.
That brought head coach Mike Reynolds up off the bench, really applauding the effort of his
That's
team
That's a nice
there.
Play,
yep.
Really was. So now Galesburg looking for a stop on the defensive end. Inside, wide open Brooks. Boy, they're screening on that weak side. Falter and Brooks, and Brooks got a wide open layup. He's got six. Those big guys play well together. They 21-20 do. Glenwood.
And they really spread the half court out. They make the defense go out, and then they open up that lane, and somebody's always cutting.
Ferguson skipping his way down the lane. A reach-in foul call. This is not the same team we saw the first night. This Glenwood team looks very, very, very solid, organized, and what you would expect out of them.
But, you know, that common opponent there tonight was Morton, who just made us look absolutely horrible this afternoon.
That's right.
And we look a lot better than we did this afternoon.
Absolutely.
As well.
No doubt about it. Victor Davis back in the game. Caleb Weaver out. So Chad Thompson, Victor Davis, Dalton Davis, Tanner Libby, and Bailey Ricketts on the floor for the streaks. Ricketts has the basketball now using a screen from Libby. Kicks it off to Thompson. This time they find the shooter. He skips it left side to Davis. Up top, Libby. Fakes the three, puts it on the floor, down the lane, kicks it out to Ricketts, drives the baseline underneath the basket. He gets trapped, and it's saved by Libby out on the right wing. He'll drive, wild shot off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds it goes. He'll advise there. Trying to make something happen. I understand what he's doing. Just in too big a hurry right there.
And last night he made that work a couple of times, but just didn't get the angle on the backboard. And again, hopefully he'll keep his chin up because that's
Keep playing.
Sometimes it'll make him get discouraged. But
you need him out there. You really do.
You really do. He's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah, he got away with a reach at half court on that one. See, those are the things he'll have to work on. Second foul now. Now he's going to probably take his seat. If not, you know, you go and you get discouraged and commit a foul. You got to keep your head. keep playing. He's a talented guy.
Yeah, you know, Mike Reynolds, at this point, keeping Libby out there. I like that, you know. Rather than have him sit down, you know, just let him keep playing. You know, Mike always talks about play through it.
That's right. Boy, Falter going up against Davis. He had positioned the pin inside. Davis had no choice but to foul him. Victory's first. Falter going to go to the line. Glenwood up 21-20. Falter with 6 points in the game. He's 2 out of 3 from the stripe.
Well, this Falter's a good player.
I like him.
He just, to me, he looks like he's ready for college ball right now. He's real strong and going to get stronger, obviously.
Missed the free throw. We'll just talk him up and make him miss another one. You're right, though. He's very, very a polished player.
Yeah, very confident. I think he'll make some Division III team a real good club. I can see him at Wesleyan or something.
Absolutely. Missed them both. Ricketts comes away with the rebound for the Streaks. Quickly back the other way. He darts down on the baseline. Up to Thompson. Swinging around left wing. Libby puts it on the floor. Goes to the basket. This time he draws the foul. He really had nowhere to go. He absolutely forced the contact. He's going to get rewarded with a couple of free throws. Glenwood's
Falter got it.
Falter got the foul. Good. Get him in foul trouble.
And Falter, he's tough. He realized he didn't have himself set. He was moving.
That's right.
Libby crashed into him. Falter took one in the mouth. You'll see him reach up every so often here and try to be discreet about it. But he took a pretty good shot. In fact, he's going to sit down now as Willie Brooks checks back in.
21 all as Libby makes the 5 of 6 on the season from the line. 3 points in the quarter for him. 7th tie of the game. And Libby breaks the tie. And Galesburg back on top. 22-21. And he comes out of the game and gets a hand from his coach, Mike Reynolds. And that's how you bounce back. Come back, hit a couple of free throws, get the mindset back in the positive frame of mind. Dalton Davis going to hawk the ball handler, Trano, as he gets it across half court. Davis always in his face. Pass on the right side. Goes to Silas McNeese, back up top to Trano. And they'll run a huge screen on the opposite side. That time well read by Garnett. He's been caught overplaying a couple of different times. This time he got it. Now they need the help side defense. Faking, oh my. Chad Thompson jumped up to block a shot by Noah Adams. About hit his head on the rim. Landed on the back of Adams. That's called an outstanding ball fake there. And fortunately, no one was hurt.
Well, it's fortunately for Chad that Adams didn't come right back up because he was able to just land on his back and then roll off. If he comes back up hard, boy, that can really hurt.
And an offensive foul trying to fight through a screen. Garnett makes it happen. 4 of the streaks. He gets dumped over. And Glenwood commits its 5th foul. As a team, Adams now the man guilty of the infraction. He don't like it. He'll come out and falters back in the game. He gets, Coach Todd Blakeman says, what happened?
Probably the kiss of death to our officiating crew, but so far I thought they've done an excellent job. I've seen nothing, you know, from a turnover or a foul standpoint that I really didn't agree with. They've been real sharp today.
Thompson, another 3 up top. Yes. Swished it through, his 3rd of the game. Chad Thompson gives Galesburg its biggest lead at 25-21. Man, he's smooth. He has got a lightning-fast release.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
He's the type of kid we're moaning about the last
couple
of games. Why don't we have
found
a shooter
him.
Like that?
And we got one. Good to see it. Falter with it. Down on the left baseline. Getting away with a walk with Zimmerman. He takes it to the hole. Ricketts somehow gets up and gets a piece of the basketball and the rebound to Garnett. Galesburg back the other way now with a 4-point lead. 40 seconds to go in the first half. So this spurt in the second quarter been very good. Up top, Thompson almost gets bumped. And he puts it on the floor. I'd like to see him post up Zimmerman, 6'5 against 6'3. Oh, a one-hand pass down in the corner by Dalton Davis. Not a good one. It's taken away. 4th turnover on the Streaks. A chance to open up that lead. That's where you got to put the foot down on the neck. Didn't do it. So Glenwood a chance to edge closer toward the halftime. Trainer with the top of the key. 11 seconds to go. Working against Dalton Davis. So we're on the offense on the right side. Drives baseline. A bump or what?
Yep.
Oh, a 5-second call. They called a 5-second call.
Wow.
That's an interesting call. He hung around the perimeter with the dribble. That's going to give Galesburg 5 seconds to work with. Wow.
Chatham coach Todd Blackman trying to have that one explained to him.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't think so either. He was moving with the ball around the perimeter. Wow. So full court to go. Galesburg a chance here. Ball inbounded to Davis. Mike Reynolds says, hey, move it. Cross half court with 3 seconds to go. Left wing driving to the basket. Shot off the glass. No good. He got a good look. Took it to the hole. Couldn't get it to go down. Entertaining first half. Galesburg playing much better. 25-21 the lead over Glenwood. Look at halftime numbers and more in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
you have a chance to give your favorite charity $100, and it won't cost you anything. Simply fill out a Hometown Hundreds entry form at F&M Bank, located on East Main Street and also at North Henderson and Fremont in Galesburg. Or you can enter online at WGIL.com. All the entries received through Wednesday will be eligible for a random drawing on Friday. If your name is drawn, we'll make a $100 donation on your behalf to the nonprofit organization you indicated on the entry form. After the weekly drawing, the entry forms are cleared out and we start it all again. So be sure to enter often. Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach Al Dennison. It's the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A first half of seven ties and five lead changes. Back and forth, and Galesburg a good second quarter, well-played quarter, outscoring the Titans of Glenwood 12-6 after trailing 15-13 in the first quarter, leading 25-21. Take a look at some halftime numbers. They're brought to you by Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing health care home to you.
Contrast to the previous games that we've played here. Number one, we've kept the fouls down, and I think that's partially attributable to us and partially to a much better officiating crew than we've had the last couple of times. It's been a pretty well-played first half. Been a few turnovers, and but I mean, for both teams, but by and large, this has been a really evenly matched game. Yes. I've enjoyed this so far, and gosh, it's we played a half in what we played a quarter in the first couple of games.
Yeah, it took 30 minutes.
Yeah. Last night's game, Galesburg had 29 rebounds at a halftime. Tonight we've got only seven, but so does Glenwood because there just haven't been that many missed shots. It's been a little longer for both teams. Shooting percentage is certainly better. Glenwood, after being red hot in the first quarter, making their first seven, cooled a little bit, settled 9 of 15 in the half, 60% from the field. Streaks, other than a few breakdowns, inside have played very solid defense, as evidenced by just 21 points. Glenwood got only 6 points in that entire second quarter. Silver Streak shot 50% for the half, far and away their best effort for a half in the first three games. Chad Thompson, a big part of that, knocking down a couple of big three-pointers for us to give a little breathing room out there on the perimeter. So the Streak's at 50%, 9 out of 18, and just four Galesburg turnovers, and that's, well, you'll take that any half. Glenwood has 7 at this point, and that's probably one of the big differences in the game, just those 3 turnovers. Streak's able to capitalize a couple of times in transition with Bailey Ricketts, and we're up 25-21.
Yeah, very well-played game, and look, it's free throw shooting. Again, a contrast from the opening night. Galesburg 9 of 23 in the first half of that game. Since that time, went 11 of 16 in the second half. Shot in the last game, 18 of 27. They're 4-4 in the first half of this one. So definitely we're seeing improvement in that category. Glenwood just 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Individually, the points, Chad Thompson, the marksman, been coming in off the bench. He gets the start in this game, and it was a great move for Coach Mike Reynolds. He's got 3 threes in the ballgame, leads the Streaks with 9 points. A very quick release, long arms, and he's doing a great job for Galesburg. Running down the list, Dalton Davis, 4 points for Galesburg, 2 apiece for Bailey Ricketts and Pierce Ferguson, along with Victor Davis and Caleb Weaver. 4 points in the first half for Tanner Libby. Good to see him come back in and do some positive things for the Silver Streaks. Brian Gurnett played in the first half. A couple of rebounds for him. Took a charge for the Streaks and did not crack the scoring column, but did some other things that you want to see get done by players when they come into the game, and he knows his role. Brandon Thompson also played in the first half, did not score. Glenwood, 3 players with 6 apiece, 6 each. Mitch Falter, Noah Adams, his points coming off the bench, and Willie Brooks. So all their post players and wing players getting into the act, and then Jared Turner, a 3. They're only 3 in the first quarter to account for all of Glenwood's points. Falter has attempted all 5 of their free throws, making 2 of them, and he's got 5 rebounds by far and away leading Glenwood in that department. For Galesburg, 2 rebounds for Pierce Ferguson, 2 for Brian Gurnett, and 1 apiece for Bailey Ricketts, Victor Davis, and Caleb Weaver. As Jim mentioned, in a very clean, well-played, well-officiated first half of basketball. It went all of 30 minutes, and so far a good result. Set a lot of ties, 7 ties in the first half. Glenwood's biggest lead in the ballgame at 4 at 19-15, and Galesburg's biggest lead at 4 as well. So 8-point swing either way, and Galesburg with the better end of it right now. We'll take a timeout, come back. Hope to talk with assistant coach Matt Pogue. 25-21 Galesburg at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breed Loves.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfein & Bowles. Goldfein & Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein & Bowles. Goldfein & Bowles, experience that wins.
Bob Costas is back on the radio. Sunday nights at 7 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Dunlap with 25-21 lead for Galesburg. Jim Lee down on the court with assistant coach Matt Pogue.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Quickly, Matt Pogue here. You've got to be pretty pleased with the first half of it.
Yeah, we're real pleased with the way they played. They played good team ball. What we said, you know, this is being a statement game. You know, this morning wasn't good, and we put it behind us. And I think that they've shown as a team that we're going to come together and become one unit.
Tough half of basketball yet to play, but you got to like, we got a little outside threat with Chad Thompson there, and this man-to-man defense lets us open things up a little bit.
you know, Chad, when Chad comes in at 7 o'clock in the morning and starts shooting threes for, you know, 150 threes a day, he's showing that he wants to work, and it's showing it's paying off.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
That's assistant coach Matt Poe. Galesburg ready to start the second half. Glenwood's going to get the ball first, 25-21. Galesburg on the floor. Chad Thompson, Victor Davis, Pierce Ferguson, Caleb Weaver, and Dalton Davis. Ferguson right off his screen falls. Victor Davis points at him, says, hey, Train has got the ball. Download the pass goes, and a shot made. Not a good recovery there. And Mitch Falter with the first basket of the second half for Glenwood, 25-23. The Galesburg lead cut to two. And it is Ferguson with the ball now up top to Weaver. Down low, Victor Davis working on Brooks. There's a good matchup. Cross courts it to Ferguson. Three from the right baseline. No good. Rebound high to get it. Brooks for Glenwood. His first rebound of the game for the big guy. 6 foot, 5 inch player. Back the other way. Falter gets away with a charge. The bench is screaming at the officials, and Falter boinked the layup.
Yeah.
Rebound by Weaver.
Weaver fell down, and he had it wide open, and Falter just nicked it off the rim. Big break there.
Boy, someone stomped their foot so hard, but there's a footprint in the court. They wanted a charge. Weaver swings it over left wing to Dalton Davis. Off of a screen, Ferguson up top puts it on the floor. Hook pass. Weaver fakes the shot from the free throw line. Up top, Dalton Davis puts it on the floor. Out on the left wing to Thompson. Good defense. Thompson follow-away jumper. This one short, and the rebound pulled out by Brooks again.
Tough shot attempt. That's probably not the one we want to take there.
Yeah, that one's fading away from 17 and a little bit tougher to make. And Glenwood with the ball, a chance to tie or perhaps take the lead. They were down at the half by four, just underway in the second half. Jared Turner swings it over right side to Zach Zimmerman. Double Z-man, top of the key now. Gets it to Falter on the left wing. Left-hander skip pass right side. In stride shooting Turner, an air ball. Wow, had a clean look as well. And the rebound to Caleb Weaver. He's rolled up a couple of boards here already. Davis, a wide-open three up top. Off the front of the rim, no good. Victor Davis up to rebound the ball.
Yeah.
Put it back in. That's the Victor Davis we're waiting to see. Big, strong Victor Davis pulls that one in. He's got four, a couple of rebounds, and Galesburg back to a four-point lead.
Just the second offensive rebound for the Silver Streaks. Both of these teams have done a nice job on the defensive glass. Not many second-chance opportunities.
Over on the right side, the pass deflected out of bounds. Jared Turner trying to work it in the post, and the ball tipped away, and Ricketts comes into the game. Ferguson comes out. Ferguson, that defensive lapse early in the third quarter, if it cost Galesburg a basket, going to come out on the bench. He'll be back later. And Ricketts on the floor, four of the Silver Streaks, taking it out. Zach Zimmerman gets it up top to Cody Traina. Zach Ricketts, rather Bailey Ricketts, forcing him toward the middle, and a pass, trying to get it down on the right block to Falter. It went off Weaver's foot. So it'll stay with Glenwood underneath their own basket. 5:45 in the third quarter, a 27-23 Galesburg lead. And Zimmerman slaps the basketball, looks for someone open, finds Traina. He thought about pulling the trigger on a three. Inside, Weaver gets to Falter. Falter, tough shot inside, and it goes. Weaver and someone were confused. Weaver went out to guard the potential three-point shot. Noticed that Falter was alone inside, sprinted back to the post, but it was too late. Falter laid it in, and to boot, a foul, and that's going to get Tanner Libby in off the bench. Weaver with his first foul. He's coming out. Chad Thompson, rather, coming out. And coming out for Glenwood, Turner, and going in, Michael Green.
Falter is very, very strong, but one thing, if I'm a Streaks defender, I am overplaying him greatly. I have not seen him take the ball to the right side of the basket at all. He is very left-hand dominant.
Right. Missed another free throw, and Victor Davis the rebound for the Streaks. Falter, 2 of 6 from the line. I agree with you. He is very strong-handed. Dalton Davis up top, picks up the dribble, cross-courts it over to Ricketts. Free throw line area, pulls up, shoots a jumper off the front of the rim, no good, and Falter comes out with the rebound. Looked like he was confused on whether he wanted to pass or shoot. Kind of an in-between shot from 16.
In-betweeners rarely go down.
That's right. And Traina picked his pocket, did Ricketts, one-on-one with Traina. Traina picks the ball away from him, Ricketts regains it, spinning shot in the lane, missed it, got caught in the air. Davis tries to save it, throws it off Ricketts' hand, and into the hands of Zach Zimmerman. It's a little sloppy there.
Well, it's too bad Ricketts didn't see his teammate coming up the right side because he could have had Davis for an easy
wide
layup.
Open. You're right.
That's Bailey penetrates well, but he doesn't really distribute real well. And once he gets in the paint,
Falter sizing up. Weaver spinning. Now trapped on the left block. Libby came over to help. Down the lane, Brooks, not his strong suit. He's bailed out with a reach-in foul. He just simply put it on the floor from around the free throw line to run it down the lane. And instead, Victor Davis picks up a foul. It's his second. Galesburg's second of the quarter. 4:40 to go, third quarter. A low-scoring 27-25 Galesburg lead. Glenwood's Zimmerman inbounds it way up top to Green. Guarded by Libby. Green, crossover dribble, spinning on Libby. 4-4, guarding four. Lob inside, Brooks puts it on the floor. Big mistake there, but somehow regained and over both Davis and Weaver. And Willie Brooks with 8 points in the game ties it up at 27.
At one point I said in the paint, there is no paint here.
No, you're right. Well, but, you know, we all were used to the paint. Yeah. We're also used to the elbows and all those other positions. Davis a three up top. No way. That's an air ball, and that's not going to sit well with Coach Mike Reynolds.
We've had open looks here in this third quarter. We just haven't been able to put any of them down. And I know Glenwood's big inside, but I still like to see us try and get our big men some post touches a little
absolutely
more
often. Absolutely. Trano, wide open three on the left side off the back of the rim. Ball on the floor taken by Brooks. That's discouraging. Nobody blocked him out. Up top, Michael Green working against Tanner Libby. Green, a long guard, spinning on Libby, gets around him. Upside defense there, and Weaver just knocked him to the floor. And Mike Reynolds says, hey, take a charge. That's exactly what he told him. Weaver picks up his second foul, and Galesburg in a rut right now.
Michael Green, just a sophomore, one of two underclassmen on this.
He's a long kid.
Glenwood roster, yeah.
You list him at 6'2", he looks taller than that. He's going to get his first chance at a point and could give Glenwood his first lead in a long time. Green's free throw is no good. That's killing him. Free throw shooting, usually a staple, a very good Glenwood, a good free throw shooting team. Always have a good three-point shooter somewhere on the roster. Haven't seen that yet, but the free throws are hurting.
Two for, what, eight?
Yeah. One more for Green. Trying to snap a 27-27 tie. He cannot do it. Weaver had the rebound, and we got away with one. Noah Adams hit it, and then Weaver hit it next, and they say Galesburg got it. We'll take it.
You know, I wonder sometimes if that the official thought about that for a minute, because it actually touched Weaver last.
No doubt.
I think Adams actually fouled him on the wrist that made it happen.
You
I think
may
sometimes
be right.
The official doesn't want to call a foul, but he hates to give it back to them.
True.
I think it was kind of a makeup call in and of itself.
Nice feed from Weaver to Davis, cutting down the lane. Weaver on the baseline. Davis sprinted to the basket. Got the shovel pass and laid it in. Victor Davis with six, and Galesburg back on top, 29-27. Been close throughout. Nobody's led by more than four. Trano with the ball up top, guarded by Ricketts. Long pass over to Adams on the left baseline, looking. Skips it across. Trano puts it on the floor, drives to the middle, tries to dump a real tough pass down into the post, and it is stolen
good
away.
Good job by Bailey Ricketson.
Ricketts emerges with it. He ran toe-to-toe with Green down the other side. Green finally commits the foul as Ricketts approached the baseline and was going to put a move on him.
Yeah, he just dug in there. That ball was loose on the floor, and he just wanted it more than everybody else. Came out of the pack, forced the issue all the way up the far side, and then got a foul. So that's a good moment for Bailey Ricketts.
10 turnovers for Glenwood. Galesburg's committed 5, and coming out of the game is Falter. Falter in double figures with 10. Dalton Davis with the basketball up top goes to Libby. He's going to put it on the floor. Pull-up jumper from 15. Tough shot on the baseline left side. No good. Adams comes out with the rebound. So Glenwood a chance to tie or regain the lead. It's 29-27 Galesburg. 2:40 and counting in this third quarter. Very quick moving game. Both teams trying to get out of here 2-1. Trina, no-look pass. Oh, Brooks wasn't ready for it. He had an easy layup. Easy layup if he catches that ball, and instead it goes as a turnover. Davis got the steal. Ricketts spinning on Green, and a push called. Is it inside or on the ball? The man farthest from the play made the call. Yeah, they called it on Green.
On the ball, yeah.
Guy 100 feet away made that call.
We got such a break down here on the other end, though, because Victor Davis, he's got to either learn. He just kind of played halfway. You either got to go at the guy with the ball or cover the guy behind him.
He just got his shot swatted away by Brooks as, again, he put it on the floor off of the inbounds play and tried to go up.
And he elected to just kind of hang out in the middle. Well, that pass went right by him, but the guy missed it.
Ball inbounded Libby on the left wing. He's guarded by Zimmerman. Looking inside, crossover dribble, and he is fouled. Good call there as Mitch Falter grabbed him on the wrist, and he has two fouls now. Glenwood with three in the quarter. Galesburg with three in the quarter. 2:13 to play. And they're going to say Libby was in the act of shooting, so that's good news. Libby, 2 of 2 from the free throw line of the game, has 4 points. He fires away. This one way short.
Boy, he was backing off that as soon as he let it go.
Yeah, he didn't like how that one left his hands. Weaver out of the game. And Chad Thompson back in. Big first half for him with 9 points, all on 3 points. 3-point shots. Libby's second one. In and out, no good. Falter the rebound. Falter with 7 boards. So Glenwood will try and take advantage of an opportunity missed by the Streaks. 29-27, and a double dribble up top. Michael Green struggling. And good defense up there. Ricketts playing good D. Thompson getting his long arms in on it. And turnover number 12 on the Titans.
Uh-oh, looks like Noah Adams. No, he's just sitting down. I was afraid he was coming back in. He's been a
Yeah, I'd like to see him out. He has been very good off the bench. Ricketts with it, spinning down the lane. Fallaway jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Tough shot to get down. Willie Brooks, his fourth rebound of the game. With their post players. Here's a pull-up three left side on the wing. Quick shot for Glenwood. Thank you very much. Bailey Ricketts grabs the rebound. Here he comes, 2-on-2. Bounces to Thompson. Fadeaway left side off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to Falter. Quick shots. Mini transition break. Yeah, they are cooled off. It was 9 of 15 for Glenwood in the first half. Galesburg 9 of 18. Both teams way off the mark now. Traina all the way down baseline. Tried to get a pass out. Nice job by Dalton Davis to get a hand in the passing lane and tip that pass away out of bounds.
Silver Streaks just 2 out of 11 here in this third quarter. But still up by 2. They're playing good defense, and Chatham obliging with some key turnovers.
Ball inbound to Traina. Wide open up top. Ricketts forgot about him. Fortunately, he missed it. Brooks gets the rebound, though. Dumps it out to Falter. So an offensive rebound. Brooks with 5 boards now, all in the quarter. Spinning on the left side, Zimmerman up top, Green. Got away with a walk. Down the lane he comes. Contact. No foul called. Then, oh, Libby gets a block shot on Falter, and they call that foul. There's a makeup. Libby's going to pick up foul number, does pick up foul number 3. Falter to the line where he has struggled mightily. 6 free throws taken, 2 made. 4-team foul on the Streaks. Libby number 3.
And I think Falter for Chatham Glenwood, much like Caleb Weaver for Galesburg, needs to become a good free throw shooter.
Yes.
Because he's going to have a lot of opportunities as physically as he plays down there.
He makes made that one, yep. 29-28. Ricketts and Davis to the bench, 4 of his Silver Streaks. And Garnett and Manjurian for the guys in black. Falter a chance to tie the game. He does so. All over the rim.
The Bruce brothers when they come in.
Boy, that's not unfair. They're very, very much. 6-9 ties in the game. 107 to go in the second quarter. Streaks basketball.
Third quarter.
Yeah, that quarter. It's been a lot of quarters today. Now you got to watch me. I'm liable to put this thing back in the first quarter and never get to sleep. You never know what I'm going to say. Oh, a bad pass from Thompson up top. Good hustle by Dalton Davis. And the ball goes off of Green. The Chatham Glenwood faithful cannot believe it. But a great job by Dalton Davis to hustle and save the possession for the Streaks. Love the hustle. Yeah, he's played very solid at point guard in this game. Glenwood. Back in there, man-to-man. Davis puts it on the floor, drives the baseline. He's trapped down there up top to Libby. He's going to let go from 3. Gah! Off the front of the rim. Look good from this angle. Green grabs the basketball off the floor, and he's off to the races. Back the other way. Basket good. Foul Libby, his 4th. And that's not a good turn of events.
Well, we've got arrested Caleb Weaver ready to come in.
Yep.
He'll check in, obviously, for Libby here. Weaver's been out for a good part of this third quarter.
Green's first bucket of the game is a big one as Glenwood takes its first lead in a while.
Well, it really hasn't seemed to matter what our combination is out there. We've played, you know, haven't been able to have any big bursts, but haven't played too poorly either.
Green's free throw is in, out, and back down it goes. Green, a 3-point play, gives Glenwood a 32-29 lead, their first lead since 21-20.
Could use another one of those
Yeah.
Chad Thompson.
Absolutely.
Right,
you're reading my mind. Dalton Davis bringing it across. Working against Green up top to Thompson. Thompson guarded out there by Silas McNeese, a 6'3 player. 21 seconds in the third quarter. Streaks down 3. Dalton Davis with it now. Resetting the offense. Points, directs traffic. They one man up top, Garnett. They'll overload the right side, and then Thompson's going to take it left side. Running one-hander, left hand, not a good shot. And he misses it badly. Noah Adams with the rebound, and that's the end of the quarter. I say not a good shot. Not a good shot for him. He had to shoot the ball because it was toward the end of the quarter, so it wasn't a bad shot selection, just not his strength. Well, Glenwood regains the lead. They hold Galesburg in check in the quarter. Just 4 points for the Silver Streaks in the third quarter. They've got some work to do. 8 minutes to play. Glenwood 32, Galesburg 29. Back with the fourth quarter after this. This is Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Dalton Davis with the top of the key. Bounces to Pierce Ferguson. He'll replace Davis at the top of the key. Then dribble over to Ricketts, who now takes the top of the key using a high screen by Weaver. Tough shot in the lane. Nothing there. Victor Davis, though, to help pick it up off the floor. Galesburg looked very out of sync. Davis, a three up top. It's no good. And the rebound to Green. That just did not look like a comfortable offensive set. Off comes Mike Reynolds' coat. And now Galesburg's got a lot of work to do. Down low, Brooks catches the pass. He made the error of putting it on the floor and missed a chance at a layup. Train a long three up top. No good. Rebound Davis off the floor. Here's a transition opportunity. Here's Ferguson to Davis. Catches left-hand shot. Good! And a foul. Beautiful feed from Ferguson. Great left hand for Davis. Right side to left block. Davis with the basket has six and a three-point opportunity. There's the big play we needed.
Yeah, Pierce Ferguson is clearly our best passer in transition. I mean, that's a pass that, you know, every one of these players has their strengths, but that's a good one for him. He attacks the basket well and really has a good feel for where his teammates are. He showed that in the Meet the Streaks. That was one of the things that really impressed me a week ago.
Davis 2-for-2 from the line of this game, going for 3 out of 3. He does. Ties it up. Huge play, 32-32. It has been close all the way through.
Yeah, I don't think Trina's probably in Coach Blackman's good graces after
that last
three-pointer he launched from halfway out to the volleyball line.
10th tie of the game. Zimmerman out on the right baseline to Falter. Falter spinning on Weaver, the long left-hander.
Traveling.
Oh, boy, got away with that one. They call a foul. He was literally making a pass at the face of Brooks, who was standing right next to him underneath the basket.
Falter will make that move, and he'll spin, and he'll pick his left foot up and on his right. And it looked to me like he hopped on that right foot. That was at the same time the contact came, so we end up with a foul.
And Zimmerman gets it inbounds up top to Silas McNeese, who gives to Traina. Traina to McNeese, guarded by Pierce Ferguson. Back to Traina. Davis fighting through a screen. Traina down the lane, gives to Falter. He goes to his strong side. He just walked, and that time they caught it. Traveling on Glenwood's their 13th turnover. Fifth of the second half, and Galesburg a chance to reclaim the lead.
Ever since I was talking up Falter there in the first half about how he's ready for D3 college ball, he hasn't done a lot.
He's got 12 points.
Yeah, he's got some points, but he's made a lot of mistakes,
yeah,
too.
Sure has. Inside, Weaver trying to get a shot up over Falter, muscles his way to the basket. Falter commits the foul. His third. Weaver's been quiet in this game. In fact, just 2 points coming in the first quarter. He's going to go to the free throw line for a couple of real big tosses. Weaver. Chance to regain the lead here. Weaver's free throw, good. That looks great on it. Last two games, he's looked good from the line. Came in 4 of 10, but most of the damage in the first game when he went 1 of 6. 33-32 streaks. One more for Weaver. Made it. Made them both easily. Barely moved the net. 34-32.
Yeah, he looks like a new man at the free throw line right
now. Smooth stroke. And here is some full-court man-to-man pressure. Galesburg going to try and turn up the heat. 6:15 to play in a two-point Galesburg lead. Traina gets the ball, and they back it off, and Ricketts gets the duty of guarding him full-court man-to-man. Traina gets it across, uses a little shield to get Ricketts off of him. High post pass to Brooks. Looks to his opposite side. Traina on the left wing. Ricketts gets up in his grill. Down on the baseline now. Traina, pull-up jumper. That is a tough shot. Cannot get it to go down. And Weaver gets the rebound for Galesburg. Transition, Ferguson.
Oh, no, yes!
To Ricketts for the layup! What a gorgeous feed! And the basket is good, and that forces someone to call a timeout. All the streaks are out on the floor. Did they call a timeout? I think Todd Blakeman may have done so.
That was such an exciting play. They may all just run out on the floor to shake.
I was wondering what was going on with
Pierce's that. Hand. That was something.
That was gorgeous. A 30-second timeout is called. Ricketts with the basket. Galesburg a 36-32 lead. Foul is called on. They haven't posted it on the board. But at the 5:49 mark of the ball game, Galesburg up 4, 36-32. They have outscored Glenwood 7-0. They scored 4 points in all the third quarter, and they've opened up with 7 here in the fourth quarter to open the game up a 4-point lead, their biggest so far.
Yeah, really, it looked like
no foul. There is no foul.
Chatham was starting to assert some control there at the end of the third quarter, but now the streaks, as you said, Mike, with that run, have all the momentum, and they'll stick in the full court man right now.
Let's see if they can keep the heat on Glenwood. Traina really hurting them, taking some of those shots out there, and they've taken him out of the game. No, they have not. He is still in the game. He wasn't handling the ball on that series. Noah Adams with it on the right baseline. Dribbles out to the wing, guarded by Victor Davis. Coach Mike Reynolds yelling instructions to his defense. They want to use that high screen with Adams, dribbling the ball. Traina, he says, clear it out. He wants to go work on that side. Todd Blakeman says, no, we don't like what we're seeing right here. He calls a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:30 to go in the ball game. Glenwood ball when we come back. Galesburg 36, Glenwood 32. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
5.5 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg a 7-0 run, a 36-32 lead. Streaks basketball brought to you by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all your insurance needs. In Galesburg, orthopedic with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb, and GOSOrtho.com. Streaks on defense, Glenwood with the basketball, they'll trigger far side. Zimmerman will do the honors, and he gets it into Traina, guarded by Ricketts, high screen by Adams. Ricketts fights through it, gives up top to Falter, looking inside for Adams, battling in there with Victor Davis. Down of a low post, up top Traina. Now he's going to go to the basket. Terrible pass, stolen away. Victor Davis comes up with the basketball in transition. Ferguson to the basket, layup, good!
Heck of a job by Victor Davis, cutting through on that bounce pass to Ferguson, left side of the layup. Streaks look as sharp as they have in the whole tournament.
Biggest lead of the game right now, 38-32, 5 minutes to play. Ferguson been on either the giving or receiving end of three fantastic plays in a matter of about 3 minutes. Up top, Traina with it. Fighting through the screen. Ricketts, he gets a hand on the ball and takes it away. In transition, here's Ferguson one-on-one with Adams. Shot, no. Foul, yes. Ferguson to the free throw line, and Glenwood struggling. He may have the wheels coming off the cart. You mentioned it during the timeout. Galesburg opted to turn up the pressure on defense, a move we both liked, and it's paying dividends.
Well, and then when Glenwood's getting the ball twice now, they put it on the floor down low, and the Streaks have reached down and poked it away. So the Titans look to be a little tired, even though they had a little more rest than Galesburg did. The Streaks played the late game this afternoon and then have bounced back here and seem to have more going in the fourth quarter.
Ferguson continues the Galesburg run. It is 10-0, 39-32. Another free throw. He missed that one off the front of the iron. Falter, his ninth rebound of the game. So Galesburg trying to gun it out on defense here. Traina brings it across 4:35 to play, a 7-point lead. Zimmerman, a bad three on the right-hand side. Davis grabs the rebound. They're absolutely shooting themselves out of this game.
Their shot selection's been poor.
I am stunned.
Fourth quarter.
High post pass to Weaver looking. Gives to Davis on the right wing. Up top, Ferguson. He's been instrumental in the fourth quarter. Ricketts on the left wing. His defense been fantastic. He's had a couple of nice offensive plays.
See how our guards handle it. Let's play like a team with a 7-point lead.
That's exactly right. And I think that's what they want to do. A little bit more of the weave up top. They're going to work with Ferguson, Ricketts, and Davis. Ferguson jumper from the wing. In and out it goes. Victor Davis over the back. Don't need to do that on Adams' back. Trying to get for the ball. Go for the ball. His third foul. Fortunately, no bonus there. But after that, either foul committed on either team is going to say, no, they say 1-1. So they hadn't put the foul up. So Glenwood in the bonus now. Galesburg will be next foul committed by the Titans. So Adams goes to the free throw line, a chance to snap what is a 10-0 Galesburg run.
Now Ferguson and Ricketts working real well together at the get-out-and-go guard tandem. And of course, Davis is out there too. Dalton, you know, as Coach Reynolds said, he's not going to be the guy that gets the highlight reel. He's going to be your steady guy that doesn't turn it over much and controls the show. But when the Streaks get out and go, that's when you're really going to see Ricketts and Ferguson. After a missed free throw, Glenwood gets it back and will complete the thought.
Missed the front end at Adams with a 1-on-1. Falter got the board. Traina through the lane. Tough shot. Got it to go down. Really a broken offensive play. Tough spot for him to get his first points of the ballgame. 39-34 Glenwood. Yeah, Davis has played very, very well. Inside, backing on Falter up top. Davis swings it to Ferguson. Left wing puts it on the floor. Ball faking inside. Spinning is Weaver. Right hand baby hook off the back of the rim. No good. Ball tipped around. Davis had it for just a moment. Zimmerman comes out with it for the Titans. Now they got a chance to move it within a possession. Right wing Traina steps back, shoots a long three. This one off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, though, is put up by Jared Turner. He's fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul committed on Caleb Weaver, his fourth. And Coach Mike Reynolds, that's a good timeout. I like this timeout here. Glenwood, a chance to edge a little closer. Good time to regroup. He's going to call a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 3:23 to play. Galesburg 39, Glenwood 34. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Pates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Pates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. And by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
3:23 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg, a 39-34 lead. Glenwood's going to shoot free throws here. Specifically, Jared Turner going to step to the line. Jared Turner, he's got a 3-point make in the game, but way back in the first quarter, 6'1 junior wing player. And none bigger in the game than right here as he tries to get his team closer. Turner's first free throw is nothing but net. So Galesburg a 10-0 run to give him a 7-point lead, and Glenwood's answered right back. And they're within four, maybe three. Turner's free throw is good, and there's fighting right back, 39-36. Turner made them both.
Now, Glenwood's done nothing except get back in it by hustle. They did a good job on the defensive glass, got fouled by Victor, made free throws. This time an offensive rebound off another miss by Traina and get two more points. So Streaks need to bump that lead back up, and now we've got a timeout again by Galesburg.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think they're playing a little chess match with the defense. Now Galesburg's looking, or rather Glenwood, trapping in the corners And that's one area you really want to keep the ball out of no matter what. Galesburg probably looking to maybe run that weave a little bit more. And sometimes it starts with the top of the key, move the ball to the right wing. And when they do that, Glenwood's going to probably look to trap out of that. So, again, an opportunity to remind the guards of where they want to be on the floor. And a real good chance to, on this overplay, get some backdoor baskets. They check the table to see how many timeouts they have left. They've got at least one. And Libby's going to inbound the ball for the Streaks. Libby Davis, Pierce Ferguson, Bailey Ricketts, and also in there is Caleb Weaver. 3:10 to play. Dalton Davis with the basketball. He'll hand on the weave to Pierce Ferguson. He's going to work it now over to Bailey Ricketts. See if they can somehow get an easy basket off of this and take care of the basketball. Ricketts hands it off to Dalton Davis now, using a high screen from Libby. Now to Pierce Ferguson. Ferguson, now they're trying to jump out and trap a little bit. They're getting the post players to commit a little bit more out there. Let's see if they can get a backdoor off of it. Ricketts now trying to avoid the trap and avoid that five count. He's going to have to keep the dribble going. Inside, no-look pass down to Weaver. Nothing there. Out to Dalton Davis. 2:36 to play. Davis with it on the left wing. He's going to dribble it out top. Be careful of the half-court line. He just lost the basketball. Traina took it away from it. Here's a fast break. Brooks bounces. Back to Brooks. Layup. Whoa, he got fouled. Almost lost the ball on his own, and Libby's going to leave the game with his fifth foul.
Yeah, but for Tanner, that's a good foul.
Absolutely.
If he doesn't take his arms, it's an easy two. And even though it's his fifth foul, it's still a good place to use it there for Tanner. And Silver Streak's got, you know, you like to see us work the clock, but we had to still look at the basket, and
that's
I think
right.
We got to looking a little bit too much just on taking care of the basketball and weren't attacking the basket.
You can really you can get into some trouble doing that. You really can, and if they're not used to doing it, and I know it's something they need to learn.
Yep. And it's good to take some time off and try and get a good shot, but there's a missed free throw, so
Libby's
foul already pays off. But as long as they don't become like the Illinois Fighting Illini under Lou Henson.
Oh, man.
They could have an 18-point lead, be blowing the doors out of the place, and then hold the ball and lose.
Yep. Saw that a number of times. Brooks' second free throw. He got that one down, and Glenwood within two, 39-37. Brooks with 9 points in the game, and Galesburg needs some insurance here. Better get a basket. Ferguson now, he's going to drive to the basket. Baseline, tough shot. I don't know where that was going. It was not near the basket. I don't know if you can even call it a shot, and Mike Reynolds... Human over on the sideline. Falter, the rebound. Missed shot inside, though. Wow, Victor Davis, the rebound.
What Glenwood. A break.
Get the easy shots down. There's a lid on that basket. They shot the lights out early in the ballgame. Davis down the lane. Weaver, short jumper left side on the baseline. No good. Falter, the rebound. This one's becoming a serious nail biter.
That's when our big men just can't shoot a short jumper, that makes it awfully tough.
A 10-0 run is all but evaporated for Galesburg. Inside Falter. He made the mistake of putting it on the floor. Victor Davis held his ground. Steal for the streak. Stolen away by Davis. Down low and then a foul call. There's going to be free throw shot as Davis was working his way down the lane. Joe Mangieri set to check in.
Well, as you might guess, Coach Blackman of Glenwood is none too happy. He wanted a foul down here. Didn't get it. Back the other way. It looked to him like the same play. They called him for the foul. He started to yell, hey, and walk toward center court, and his assistant coach grabbed him on the arm
smart
and pulled
move.
Him back. Said, we can't afford to get a technical here.
So Dalton Davis, a key free throw right here, and he made
it. Away.
Dalton Davis now 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Has 8 points in the game, and that extends the lead 40-37.
Blackman's assistant must be pretty strong because you grab his arm, try and pull him back.
Pretty good-sized guy.
I interviewed him. He's a big man.
Davis missed the free throw, and Falter comes up with the rebound. Got to grind it out here on defense. 1:25 to go in a 40-37 Galesburg lead. Down on the baseline, Zimmerman. Brooks working hard inside on Davis. They're going after each other. Up top, Traynor with the ball. High post pass. Brooks puts it on the floor. He attacks the basket. Down low. Falter, great position down there. And he laid it in. Falter, first bucket of the quarter. 40-39 Galesburg. Clinging to a 1-point lead. 1:05 to play.
Well, we've gotten a little tight. And unfortunately, we built the lead in transition, and now we're giving it away.
Ooh, almost a steal up front. Davis got trapped. Now down on the baseline to Bailey Ricketts. He says clear it out. When Glenwood is looking to trap at every opportunity. Keep it in the middle. Ricketts out to Davis. 46 seconds to play. Davis to Davis. This is Victor Davis with it. Skip pass over to Joe Mangieri on the left wing. He's going to back it out. 39 seconds on the clock. They get it down around 20. They're going to start fouling. Davis with it. Don't get trapped at half court, and they are going to call a blocking foul, and this, fortunately,
should be the bonus, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. Actually, this is number 8 on Glenwood, so a 1-1. Well,
right.
So good news, though. Dalton Davis, a good free throw shooter. 4 of 5 in the game. Foul called on Trina. A big 1-1 for Dalton Davis. Need both of these. At least one. Davis, free throw. Got it. That's money right there. 41-39. Need another one.
Davis struggled a little. Missed 3 free throws last night, and Coach Reynolds said you're not going to see that very often.
He looks pretty confident right now. Second free throw on the way. Money. Got them both down. 42-39. 30 seconds to go. Trina in the front court almost walked with the basketball. Oh, a little.
He stopped real quick and was trying to call
Trina
timeout.
Yeah.
As he was doing that, Bailey Ricketts was trying to strip the ball. Trina falls down, but he did get the timeout signal. So
absolutely. So it is going to be Glenwood basketball. They take the timeout. We'll hang on to it with 29.2 seconds to go in the ball game. Galesburg High School boys basketball. It's brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, not miserable when you get the bill.
Yeah, you know, if we had said before the game, where would the final score of this game be? Maybe not necessarily spread, but the totals, I think your over-under would be just about right.
That's
42-39. Glenwood, as Coach Blackman told us, defense is what they're focused on, number one. The offense will build as the season goes along, and both teams have done a nice job defensively. Again, we've caught a break a couple of times. Glenwood missing a couple of bunnies.
Oh, boy.
In some key spots. And Streaks just trying to hold on this final 29 seconds with that three-point lead.
And this is Glenwood basketball. I'm not necessarily missing the easy shots, but the close games, grind it out. This is the tempo they want to play at. They're going to work the clock, and they're going to try and get good shots. And in the first half, they found some outstanding looks. And you're going to get a dogfight. Now, Mike Reynolds sees what they want to run, and he calls a 30-second timeout to reset his defense. So the chess match between the two coaches continues, and we'll see if Glenwood uses the same alignment out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a point of the game where, you know, free throw here or there is going to make the difference, and maybe those two by Dalton Davis will prove to be the game winners. Let's hope so. But 29 seconds, a lot of time left. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the Silver Streaks, when they built that 39-32 bulge, which I think was the biggest of the game.
You're right.
They did that on the strength of using that pressure, picking up the tempo, and the nice work with Pierce Ferguson and Bailey Ricketts. But then with a couple of minutes left, you don't want to just play loosey-goosey when you've got a 7-point lead. We tried to get a little more conservative, which is understandable, but that's where the momentum started to swing back to Glenwood. And so right now, thank goodness we still got the 3-point lead and just trying to hold on.
And they don't necessarily have to go for a three. You hear that all the time and broadcasting on TV. They're going to take, they want to get a shot off pretty quickly. They want to make the shot. I mean, frankly, from three in the game, they've not been proficient. They have one. It happened early in the first quarter, Jared Turner. So we'll see what happens. It's a ball inbounded to Trina, who's tried a lot of threes, who's not made any. They're going to have Joe Mangieri guarding him. 23 seconds to go in the ball game. Right wing, Zimmerman with it. Screened by Falter. And it is Zimmerman picking up his dribble up top. Falter puts it on the ground. Out on the corner. 14 seconds to play. It is Trina now on the wing up top. And Blakeman bails him out with a timeout. A lot of time. Good job by the Streaks defense. They force him to use 13 seconds off that clock. And now 11.4 showing. Still a 42-39 Galesburg lead. And now Glenwood's options become a little more diminished. Now you start looking for that three-point shot.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike, I got the feeling that that's what they were looking for that time all the way around. And
probably
I'm surprised because, you know, their bread and butter is still down low with Falter, and I would think they would probably go with him because
I agree.
If he gets underneath, it's a good chance for a three-point play anyway that we would foul him underneath there. So I was really surprised that they just looked like they were really trying to work somebody free here on this near side for a three. And the Streaks defense, as you said, was up to the task. And now we'll see if Glenwood, I think they've got to look for the three.
Well, interesting. I'm watching down low. They put Green in the game. They take Turner out. Turner, the one guy who's made the three. So let's presume Green can shoot a three a little bit. They're also going to have out there Mitch Falter. He's not going to be a deadly three-point shooter, we presume. Cody Tran, who's tried a number of threes in the game, has not been successful on those. Also out there is Zach Zimmerman. Hasn't scored a point in the game. So not knowing their personnel real well, I know Train is a guy who certainly will put one up. We'll see. He's not going to be the guy taking it out of bounds. They always say watch him. Train is going to go down to the right block. He may try to rub off of a screen. Galesburg defensively will put Dalton Davis just on the basketball. So now he comes to the ball. Zimmerman can't get it in. He's got to call a timeout. So Galesburg defense, again, holds well. And Galesburg's going to call the timeout and find out how they're going to pull this thing off. So now the big board comes out from Todd Blakeman, and he's going to drop the play for Glenwood. And Galesburg, on the other hand, they're going to continue to try, make it a third straight defensive stand here and see if they can come away with a victory. So two real impressive defensive plays there for the Streaks. Blakeman back to the board. Let's see. Noah Adams, I think, maybe checking in. Again, a guy that's not taken a whole lot of three-point shooting. This team, of all the Glenwood teams I've seen over the years, probably, not to downgrade them, the weakest three-point shooting team. But then again, I'm going to say that. I don't want to see them stick one, and they end up tying the game. We go to overtime. Springfield, same conference.
Yeah,
still burns me to the core from last year.
Yeah, you're right, though. They've not shot the three real well here. Train has been off all night. So we'll see what happens.
He is going to rub off his screen to get the ball top of the key. 10 seconds. He's going to pull from deep. He missed it front of the iron. Rebound Dalton Davis. They're going to have to foul him, and he makes the free throws. Galesburg walks away with a win. They got a clean look. It was not.
He was out there quite a ways.
I was going to say the distance may have been a little more than they had hoped for, but he did get a pretty clean look.
And
couldn't get it to go.
He missed it pretty badly. Just caught the front iron and skidded off toward the baseline. And yeah, Train has got to be a better shooter than what we've seen.
Yeah, I would think so.
He's launched some shots that, you know, you wouldn't think that Coach Blackman would allow him to shoot if he didn't feel like he was a better shooter than what we've seen tonight.
Dalton Davis with a 1-and-1, and this is big. He made it.
Beautiful.
That should all but do it. 43-39. Everybody now moves back off that line. Glenwood with four down there. Davis looking to put it out of reach in a five-point lead. Free throw, good.
Right away, Dalton.
Dalton Davis hits it. Blakeman calls a timeout. And if they got a five-point play in the book, I hope it's not going to be happening tonight. 5.5 on the clock. And Galesburg with a 44-39 lead. Keep in mind, Streaks trailed 15-13 after one. A first quarter that involved five ties. A first half that involved seven. Galesburg did put together a 25-21 halftime lead. Held Glenwood to 6 points in the second quarter. Glenwood then turned around, turned the tables on Galesburg, held the Streaks to 4 points in the third quarter, took a 32-29 lead. The big move by the Streaks at the 5:49 mark. They really started to put the heat on Glenwood. In fact, they started seven straight in the fourth quarter, took a 9-point lead, or make it a 7-point lead at 39-32, and they've been able to cling to that ever since. Glenwood to get within one at 40-39, but that's been it.
Well, the important ball handler, even though he's a sophomore, Dalton Davis, one of the keys, in addition to taking care of the basketball, and this has been the same through basketball history, is to be a good free throw shooter.
That's right.
Because you're going to have the ball in his hands during the stretch runs, and he's come through in shining fashion here, hitting four straight down the stretch.
Well, Galesburg will line up three-quarter court. Glenwood gets it in. Traina across half court. A running heave is off the backboard. Victor Davis the rebound, and Galesburg wins.
What a big, big win this is.
After, big confidence boost.
After
you're right.
That debacle against Morton earlier today to come back and beat a good Glenwood team here tonight.
Final score, Galesburg 44, Glenwood 39. Stay tuned for the postgame show. It's coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg Boys Basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets.
And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Watch out!
Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such,
Breathe Loves will show you the luck.
Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breathe Love.
The official WGIL forecast, there is a winter weather advisory from midnight tonight until 6 a.m. on Monday. Rain and snow tonight, then snow after midnight, snow accumulation around 1 inch and a low of 32. Tomorrow, snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, a high of 36. Tomorrow night, snow likely accumulation around 1 inch, blustery, and a low of 26 degrees. Right now, it's 38 at WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg a winner tonight in the third and final game of the Dunlap tournament. It was a good one, 44-39. And take a look at the postgame numbers. They are brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet.
All right, let's take a look at the final numbers for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They somehow win this game, shooting just 33% from the field. Galesburg 14 out of 39, but you do it with defense and free throws, I guess is the story of this one. And Glenwood 47%, they were 16 of 34 on the night. But the free throw difference, Mike, you'll be telling us about that here in just a minute, considerable in favor of the Silver Streaks. And boy, who would have thought that after our first game last night, which was so much of a struggle from the free throw line. Rebounds, actually, Chatham Glenwood had the best of it on the boards tonight, showed it 26 to 19. But the final tally is what counts is what's on the scoreboard. And here's another big one. Silver Streaks with just 7 turnovers in this ball game, unless I missed one or two.
No, you're right.
And I had Glenwood at 13, so almost double the turnovers. And in a ball game that's played this close, those made free throws and turnovers become very, very important. So this is heartening to see this thing come up in the win column for Galesburg after a real step back in time we had earlier today, where the team just melted down in spots in a lot of areas of the game. And so, you know, the question is, how good is Morton? Because they've made both Chatham Glenwood and Galesburg look pretty bad in previous games. And I've got a suspicion that Dunlap will have their hands full trying to contain Morton. But, you know, the Eagles are on their home court. They seem to pull off one upset here every year. And so maybe this is the one in the second game.
And you're right. Free throws, a telltale deal with this game here. The key run in the fourth quarter at the end of three. Galesburg really a bad third quarter in terms of offense. Held to 4 points in that third quarter. Trailed 32-29. They come out, score the first 10 points of the fourth quarter. They take a 7-point lead, and then the free throws come up huge because Glenwood scores 4 straight, makes it 39-36. Galesburg answers with a free throw of their own. It's 40-39 at one point. Galesburg clinging to that 1-point lead. Dalton Davis huge down the stretch from the free throw line. The 6-foot sophomore point guard, 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter free throw shooting. The Galesburg Streaks as a team, 9 of 11 in the fourth quarter free throw shooting. Again, a team that shot 9 out of 23 in the first half of the first game. Bounced back to shoot barely over 50% in that game. Last game improved that quite a bit, 18 of 27 for 67%. Tonight they shoot 13 out of 17, again 9 of 11 in the fourth quarter. 76%. Glenwood hurt themselves from the line, shooting just 8 of 16. That's not a mathematician to tell you that's 50% shooting from the free throw line. Scoring in the ballgame, Dalton Davis, the only Galesburg player in double figures. He scored 8 of his team-high 12 points in the fourth quarter. 4 points for Bailey Ricketts in the ballgame. Some tough defense in a couple of situations. A nice feed from Pierce Ferguson on Akilah Ferguson. 5 points in the ballgame. 3 of those coming in the fourth quarter. 9 points for Chad Thompson. Big in the first half when his shot was needed. All coming on three-point makes. Victor Davis, 6 points in the game. 4 points for Caleb Weaver. And 4 points for Tanner Libby. Mitch Falter, a double-double for Chatham Glenwood. He leads the way, a game by 14 points. He also had 13 rebounds. Willie Brooks, 9 points for Glenwood. 6 points for Noah Adams off the bench. 5 points for Jared Turner. 3 points for Michael Green. And 2 points for Cody Traina. Traina, the look from the top of the key, it was about 23 feet out, a little bit deeper than maybe what Glenwood wanted on their final look when they had a chance to tie the game, couldn't get it to go down. Galesburg did the job, took care of the basketball, made the free throws. Not a pretty game, but a victory, and one where players can gain a lot of confidence after a really difficult time, a bad game against Morton. So they walk out of here with a 2-1 record, and they'll have to practice up because Friday they're going to get Rock Island, and Rock Island is playing excellent basketball right now. They'll play them Friday on the road, a lot of road game during the month of December coming up, and then they go to Metamora the following night. So Friday at Rock Island, Saturday at Metamora. So 3 games under their belt here at Dunlap. A win last night. They split today. Final score here, 44-39.
You know, looking ahead to that Rock Island game, it'll be interesting because the Rocks, with their athleticism, I think are going to want to get out and go as much as they can. And it'll be interesting to me to see if they can blow us off the court doing that, or if they're going to get surprised when all of a sudden Ferguson and Ricketts match them pass for pass and bucket for bucket, you know, in that transition game. I don't. Maybe that won't happen. I got a feeling that we may surprise the Rocks a little bit if they want to play an up-tempo ball game. Now, I don't know. I don't think Coach Reynolds wants to give up 100 points.
No.
So I'm not sure how much he'll let that happen, but in the course of that game, when it does happen, it'll be interesting, that matchup in the first conference game of the season, to see if we can't at least surprise Rock Island a little bit.
I think they'll want to play an up-tempo game. They have a little tough time grinding it out. Mike Reynolds, the victorious head coach, making his way over to the table. The post-game interview brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet, located on North Seminary Street. Jim Lee with the winning coach, Mike Reynolds.
Okay, well, Coach, getting together under better circumstances than this afternoon, and this was really, I know it's just the third game of the season, but from a confidence standpoint and a program standpoint, it's got to be pretty big.
Well, we're excited. You know, I watched the tape of last year's game between Chatham, and Chatham's good. I mean, they play the likes of Lanphier and Southeast. They're not scared of anybody, and they're playing a tough schedule, and they're a little undermanned, and you know, they're a tremendous team, and they just throttled Galesburg last year, and it's this nice confidence builder for our kids to come back and get a win against a tough opponent that plays disciplined basketball, much like Morton, same type of style, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, our big men didn't get many points in this one, but they did keep Mitch Falter from killing us. That left-hander was pretty tough in there for them.
Well, 23 is a player. You know, you see three or four colleges here watching. They're watching, you know, some of our guys too, but they're mainly here to watch him. He's a player, and not only is a player, we think we got some pretty good big guys, but he's a proven player. You know, he played really well last year, and he's going to play really well again this year. And you know, you'll be reading about him, whether it's Augustana or Illinois Wesleyan or a D2. He's going to be playing some college basketball for sure.
Let's talk about the contributions you got in this game. First and foremost down the stretch, you want your point guard to be a guy that wants the ball and can hit the free throws, and that was the difference here late in the game.
Well, Dalton Davis is a winner, you know, and that's from day one of camp and watching films, we knew that we wanted him to have the ball. He may get discredited because he's not the best athlete. He may not be the best shooter, may not be the best handler, but he's a winner. And, you know, and all winning programs have a winner at point guard, and that's what we need. And we need a guy to be able to run the show, and when the game gets tight, we want him to have ball in his hands. And he made a poor decision by dribbling the corner, and, you know, losing teams and losing point guards shy away from the ball the next possession. He went right out and got the ball, got fouled again, and you just knew he was going to make it. He's just a winner. He's came so far in 3-4 months, and we're excited to know how far he'll come by the end of the year.
In a low-scoring game like this, different individuals' contributions at different points of the game really get magnified. We go back to early in the game. You know, Mike and I earlier today were saying, boy, I wish we had a guy that was long that could stroke a few threes, and there was Chad Thompson answering the bell.
Well, Chad Thompson, you know, we're excited about the future of him. He's a little light right now, and, you know, he's a little undersized. He'll get some sophomore minutes as we go through, but, you know, he was the spark that we needed. You know, he drilled those threes, and he's from a basketball family. You know, he can play a little ball, and he's one of the guys that was in shooting at 7 in the morning every day and from Monday through Friday. Before school, since the beginning of school. So I've seen him shoot a lot, and he can shoot the ball. And if you give him an inch, he takes three. So it was a good thing.
All of our guards can contribute something a little bit different. Clearly, Pierce Ferguson, the guy from an assist standpoint, he made some great passes that really electrified this team when you built the lead up to 7 there at 39-32.
Well, Pierce is a player. You know, he's a guy that's got a lot of athleticism, and you know, he's just got to learn the game a little better. We think that he's going to be a tremendous help for us here in the next, you know, 3 years. We just he had some issues last year, wasn't able to play, and he's got those straightened out. He's done a heck of a job, you know, getting his grades and some other things of his life straightened up, and he's a contributor. And we've seen how far he's come in 3 weeks, and in another 3 weeks we're at State Farm Classic, we're probably all going to be saying wow.
A couple other points in this game. First two games, we had the other team in the bonus halfway through the first quarter. Much better use of our fouls here tonight. Was that all on our count, or do you think the official? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought, you know, both teams were pretty physical. When both teams are physical, you know, the officials can let some things go. We had some dumb fouls in the morning, and we got a little frustrated and lost our emotions, and I think that's a maturation process for our team. We just got to get better, and we were excited that the guys that kind of lost their cool this morning did a better job of contributing in different ways, and teams don't do. They get frustrated. They just don't show their frustrations. And I think, you know, we showed our frustrations a little bit this morning. I was frustrated. The kids were frustrated. We got a little better this afternoon, and it's exciting. We're looking forward to next week.
And we learned a little bit about your coaching style here late in this one. You don't have any hesitation when teams take a timeout. You break huddle. They line up and pulling your team back and readjusting, do you?
Well, you know, I mean, I've learned most of my coaching from Coach Dennison and Coach Olson, who's at LP now, and I took a phone call from him this afternoon, and he said, you know, you took that job to build it, so it's not going to all come in 1 second, but, you know, I just learned from those guys, you got to try to figure out how to win the game, and you know, that we did a nice job of that, and I thought we had some good points from Coach Pogue on the bench there tonight and Coach Dennison, and it's a tremendous help to have those kind of guys on the bench.
All right, well, congratulations. Good win here tonight. Gives a better taste in the players' mouth as they get ready for that Rock Island game next Friday night.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot.
That's head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg a winner tonight, 44-39. More on the postgame coming up in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Good night for the Silver Streaks, a 44-39 win over Chatham Glenwood team that's beat the Streaks last season. So over the past 4 years, they're square. Two wins, two losses for Galesburg. The most recent one, a 44-39 win. Dave Zonnebody, crunch time player of the game. A lot of names thrown out there. Chad Thompson in the first half with the three-point balls. That gave Galesburg some momentum going in. Pierce Ferguson's play in the fourth quarter, dishing the basketball. Bailey Ricketts, some key steals in the fourth quarter. And then, of course, the free throws, big in the fourth quarter, 9 of 11. And Dalton Davis, certainly one of those guys mentioned with Coach Mike Reynolds and his ability to knock down the shots. Mike Reynolds has said it more than once. Dalton Davis, a winner, and he was tonight, and he's got my vote.
Yeah, no question. You know, we had some other guys that contributed through the course of the game in different ways, but at crunch time, you've got to make those free throws and force the other team into, well, it forced Chatham Glenwood into having to find a way to get a three-point shot
That's
off.
Right.
Instead of coming down and being able to go down to the big kid Falder inside, they needed 3 points or more once Davis hit those free throws, and so he changes the complexion of it on both ends of the court when he's knocking those down at the line, and I think relaxes his teammates too to know there's a guy out there that says, yeah, give me the ball, and if they hack me, I'll be calm, I'll go to the line, and I'll win this ball game for you. It's just a real stabilizing force. And so even though a sophomore, Dalton Davis, cool, calm, and collected, buries the free throws that bury the Titans of Chatham Glenwood.
Best game so far this year for him, and I am too excited to see what more he's going to bring to the table. He really impressed during this tournament. They're talking all-tournament ballots. He certainly got my vote in this tournament as an all-tournament performer. Thought he did an outstanding job. A little rough go of it against Morton, but bounced back, and that is the sign of a winner. Galesburg a winner tonight, 44-39. Our final break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Dunlap. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Galesburg girls basketball team meets Metamora on Monday night at 7:30. I'll be on the air with the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Day ends on a positive note. Galesburg a win over Glenwood 44-39. They lose earlier to Morton 63-47. Then open the tournament with a 71-61 over Dunlap. So 2-1 through three games. And they'll have few days off, Friday back in action. Better be ready to go. Here Coach Reynolds talk about the A game. They're going to need it against Rock Island, a team that's undefeated so far. They'll play at the Rock Garden, and it'll be a good ball game, we hope. And certainly Galesburg going to be up against a team that many believe the conference favorites in the Rocks. And then it's off to about a two-hour drive to Metamora to take on a team that beat Galesburg last year at Thiel Gymnasium. So hopefully some payback for the Silver Streaks. And the season starting in earnest, a lot of road games early in the season for the Streaks. So good job getting off to a winning start, 2-1 at the Dunlap Tournament. Appreciate everyone tuning in. And, Jim, any final thoughts from you? I mean, it's going to be a battle.
I'm going to say, we're going to catch a Metamora team that's a lot of those guys are going to have only spent a few days on
the
basketball
you're right.
court because they just finished the football season today. So that could prove beneficial. We'll have a number of games under our belt already.
I like that. That's a lot better than last year when they came in and were not highly touted and shot the lights out at Thiel Gymnasium. So, great job back at the station. Sam, studio engineering the game. Thanks very much for tuning in, those on the radio and on the World Wide Web. And we look forward to bringing you another game. Jim Wyman talked about it a moment ago. Galesburg High School girls basketball Monday night against Metamora at Thiel Gymnasium. 7:10, the pregame here on WGIL.